Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad. So here we are, ladies. Welcome to another episode. I'm officially in kind of like my first week of the Playful Uplevel experiment. By the time this podcast will be released, it will be officially the end of the first week. And so I have some interesting reflections that I already want to share with you from the beginning of what is turning out to be a really, really incredible and activating journey within myself. And as I said, I really just want to use this podcast as a platform for me to just talk and share what is a very lived and in the moment experience. And there's an awful amount of vulnerability that comes with that, that I'm actually grading up against a little bit within myself, that I didn't actually grade up against the first time when I originally started this podcast, because when the podcast was started, it was like a 120-day experiment, learn all I can, share it with the world. And I didn't grade up against any of that friction of like, if I just share everything in the moment, people are going to think less of me. But it's really funny because I've kind of been bumping and grinding a little bit, and not in a good way, a little bit like a drunk hen at a bachelorette party who's dancing with a pole, like messily bumping and grinding up against this, you know, a few beliefs about sharing my story as I'm moving through this, that, you know, potentially people might actually think, you know, a little bit less of the work that I do. So it's interesting, but I want to be really candid and open with you about this, but I really just want to let you know, like, I'm really here and believing that business, mentorship, leadership is so much about leading ourselves and sharing and expressing that. And that really is the type of leader I want to be. So it's been a really interesting week. Not good or bad, not right or wrong, not anything. It's just been really interesting, really fascinating for me to kind of watch myself as I throw myself into this concept of more play, more fun, more ease, which is what play and fun really are for me and for a lot of people, and really less seriousness, which I want to talk about today. And so today's episode, you can see I've given a bit of a quirky title, which is Siri, what are three steps for creating more ease in your business? And I actually had an experience yesterday where I actually seriously wanted to look that up on Google. I actually really wanted to ask Siri, hey Siri, like, can you just give me the three steps to make business life, like to choose the easy path? And I actually just laughed at myself because I thought that's so funny. It's, you know, it's where the brain, where the mind goes to. It just wants these steps. And that's exactly what I wanted. And I have no doubt I'm not the only one that has at times thought, you know what, let me ask Siri for some advice. Or maybe you've asked a mentor. Maybe you've gone to a podcast. Maybe that's how you found yourself here. It's like you wanted to look up the three steps to making business easier, or life, or whatever it is, whatever aspect you want to make easier. Maybe that's what brought you here. I think deep down, we're all looking for the easy path to easy. And a lot of the time that we want that in steps. So actually I'm truly going to share with you kind of somewhat of a, I don't know if it's a conclusion, but it's a contemplation of what I truly believe will and does create more ease. And that is both upon reflection of my own experiences, and also through the contemplation of one of the gene keys that is alive and activated in my hologenetic profile. And so if you are, you know, if you're new into my world and you're unfamiliar with what I do or what I'm talking about, one of the things or one of the systems that I use when I work with my clients, whether that's one-to-one or whether that's in group programs, is I use some systems, and I use human design as a system for people to really understand more about themselves. And I also use gene keys as well. And gene keys really is this synthesis of practical wisdom that is about helping you go deeper within yourself and really understand not just more of yourself, but more of what is within you to be unlocked, to really step into, I guess, your fullest potential. It's not like your higher self or your best self, but it's just that concept of potentiality, which I'm really very passionate about at the moment. And I might do a few digressions in this podcast episode away, but one of the reasons I'm really passionate about potentiality is one of the foundations of the Playful Up Level, which is this 90-day experiment I'm doing, is that it's less about this concept I've termed, which is woundality, and it's more about potentiality, which is why the Gene Keys and Human Design, I just find a really incredible resources to do that, because it's like, okay, well, once I understand my wounds, cool, I've cleaned those up. And now I'm not focusing on those things. Like, I'm not focusing on my not enoughness. I'm not focusing on my seriousness. I'm not focusing on my, you know, whatever the pattern might be, inadequacy or attachment and expectation. Okay, so what am I focusing on then? And this really bridges the gap from this old way of there's something wrong with me and I need to fix that, to what I believe is this new way, which is what I'm playing with in the Playful Up Level, is if there's nothing wrong with me, there's nothing that needs to be fixed. Then it's just about accessing a new level of understanding about who I am and how I'm designed to move through the world in and from an expression of, like, I guess, a higher frequency or a purer frequency of love. And Gene Keys does that, okay? And so, you know, what I've really been able to access is I have one of the Gene Keys I have that's activated in my hologenetic profile. We have 11 that are activated in our hologenetic profile. Each of them refer to different energies and expressions. But the one that I want to talk a little bit about today is actually the 46th Gene Key, which sits in my Pearl Sphere, which is very connected in with how we relate to money and how we move through the world with that and utilizing that resource. And it's a really incredible one. And the lowest frequency or the shadow frequency of this is seriousness. And so I want to talk about that today because that's a really important aspect that I think comes into play when we're talking about creating ease and my entire experience through the Playful Up Level as well. And I've already started to receive messages from people talking about and kind of sharing, I guess, this sense of, yeah, probably ease. Probably the right word is ease, I guess, in going, you know what, maybe I'm taking all this a little bit too seriously. And I know that that has certainly been my experience. I've been in business for a long time, 16 odd years. I intend to stay in business for a lot longer as well. And I will tell you that not even just in business, in so many aspects of my life, I've bumped up against this shadow frequency of seriousness. And it's something that this entire Playful Up Level experience and experiment is really about me moving through. And it's come up a lot. It's come up a lot, you know, in terms of even, like, you wouldn't, it's really, I think it's so hard. It's an interesting choice of words there. But it's so fascinating to me that the one thing that I think majority of humans crave is a deeper sense of ease in their life. And not just comfort either. Let's not confuse comfort and ease, because I think with ease, it's the way we move through life, whether we're being challenged or not. It's the way we perceive life and life experiences and outcomes. And I think that's very different to comfort. I think we mistake the two. I think we mistake comfort and ease really a lot. And so we seek a lot of comfort. And comfort to me really is a physical avoidance of discomfort. Maybe a physical of, it's more in the material world, whereas ease to me is an internal setting. That's kind of the way that at this point in my journey that I am perceiving it and moving through it. Okay. Because I actually shared something on my social media a number of months ago that got quite a lot of, I guess, agreeance and feedback. And I said, ease in your business, ease will be one of the hardest things you ever create, which is such an interesting statement to make. But anyone that runs a business for themselves, and whether you do or don't, but you know, generally people that come here and land in my world really do run their own businesses. But we've been very conditioned as humans to take things seriously, and that makes things hard. Okay. In inverted commas, that makes it hard. And you wouldn't think that it would be so hard to choose an easy path, but we're bumping up against a lot of conditioning that tells us that so much of our value, our sense of worth, And validation comes from, you know, the effort that we put into things and really how hard and challenging it is. And it's something that is conditioned in our collective. And I think it creates a deep sense of belonging, which really is a universal desire. It's a universal desire that sits really in the most primal parts of our brain and our nervous system, because belonging equals safety. And so we want this deep sense of belonging. And so because, and it's so evident, all right, and I see this, it's rampant all over social media. I'll see someone posting about, you know, how difficult or challenging an experience is that they're going through. And honestly, people will just flock into the comments. And you might see a post that gets hundreds of likes, hundreds of comments, everyone really relating and connecting and supporting. And then somebody else shares a post about how amazing and incredible their life is, how easy everything is. And it's like crickets. It's like, and I don't know whether you've noticed that too. And sometimes it's not crickets, but I do notice there's less, a lot less of this kind of sense of connection that goes on there. And so I really see that play out at a deeper level. And I really think that that is one of the things that causes us to make this quest for easy really hard. And I actually watched this play out. And I see the subtleties and the nuances in this a lot in people's, when people write things on social media, because I spend a lot of time on social media connecting with, you know, my clients and past clients and future clients and sharing my message. And so I read a lot of people's content. And I was actually reading something the other day, and it was someone talking about, you know, a lot of the success they've had and how it's lonely at the top. And I thought that's such an example of how we make something good that we're experiencing hard, how we make something that's maybe come to us, maybe this will come to us easily, but we make this sense of ease. Like, you know, she's in this place in her life where things are happening easily. Success is happening easily. Like, she's able to live this really incredible life. And yet we taint that and we dim it down and we make this sense of hardship out of it by using statements like it's lonely at the top. You know, I've lost all these people along the way. And whilst I don't take away from that experience, and I believe that that's true, it's really this way that our brains and our, as I said, the very primal parts of our brains that are wired for safety through connection, will start to downplay the ease that we're experiencing in our life. Because if we let ourselves just declare and allow things just to be so easy, because that's not what the majority of the collective experience, we start to feel like, we think we are, but we start to feel like we don't belong anymore. And that's a threat to survival. And so this happens at a subconscious level, which is why I've always been so, not always, but, you know, in this business, been so deeply passionate about doing work with the subconscious and also doing work with the nervous system as well, because we have to rewire those parts of our brain and rewire those parts of our body through the nervous system to be able to hold that, to be able to hold that energy of ease in the journey towards creating what we want, and also the experience of it, and understanding that we really, the vast majority of us, are absolutely wired to not allow things to come to us easily, not allow the journey to be a one of ease. And we do this primarily inside our mind, not necessarily in our actions, which is really interesting because so many of us play and go, well, I've got to find an easier path. But the truth is, it's not about finding an easier path. It's about tapping into a subconscious program that sees that whatever path you take is the right path and is, air quote, the path of ease for you. I'm talking a little bit deeply here anyway, but I'm going to just really trust that this message is landing, because these are the things that I've been working through in my brain and my own mind this week. Because I really have had so much reflection this week, so much reflection and so much processing for myself. And I've talked about this story so many times, but I'm still continuously moving through layers. I think I'm moving through layers of forgiveness of myself around this too, because if you know my story, I grew very quickly in my business. Within 2 years, I'd made multiple six figures. And I got to the point where I couldn't hold it. I did not have a nervous system and a subconscious program that could hold what I had created. And so I made the decision to stop. And I've spent the last 3 years experimenting and trialing and learning more about myself and kind of really finding how I want to navigate business going forward. What do I actually really want? You know, it's been lots of really big, deep questions. And it's, you know, I've been looking at it through many lenses. I've been looking and you know, reviewing and reflecting through the lens of human design and gene keys and astrology now as well. And it's really helped me come to a deeper understanding and acceptance, which we're going to talk about today as well. Because, you know, what really happened for me in 2020 when I went, no, I can't keep going with this, was that honestly, my business had gotten so good. It really had. Things sold easily. It had gotten so good. Clients were signing up easily. I was doing incredible work. I was enjoying myself. All of a sudden, I was free from a lot of financial pressure that so many of us experience. And we experience, I want to be very candid too. You know, I had no reason to be feeling like there was financial pressure. My husband and I live a very abundant life. We're very blessed in that respect. So it was very much an internal setting with that too. But truly, I mean, life and business had gotten really, really good. And one of the aspects, it's not the entire aspect, okay? And I've shared layers of this, but, you know, one of those aspects was my ability to hold the ease, was the ability to hold how good things were, was my ability to be able to be in this sense of this, like letting what was good feel good and letting that be okay. And it was so unfamiliar. And that was one of the reasons why I had to press pause and I had to move away. There were other reasons too, but that was absolutely one of them. And so, you know, this week I've really been going into another layer of understanding and contemplation and awareness and acceptance and also forgiveness. Forgiveness of myself 3 years ago, putting my foot on the brake and effectively, you know, what feels like or what felt like giving away a business that was rocketing towards incredible things, that was doing incredible work in the world. And it was, and I am honestly, one of the things about this 46th gene key is so important. And it's one of the first things I want to talk about when I kind of share what I believe are three of the steps that are important for ease, is it's about accepting that everything that happens is meant to happen. Okay. And it was meant, that decision was meant to happen. That business wasn't meant to continue, like my business wasn't meant to continue on the way that it continued, was continue at that point. And that's okay. Whether that means there were bigger things or not, I can try and make all meanings of it. It just happened. And it was meant to happen and it did happen and all of those things. And so it's really about, for me, it's been about reflecting, as I said, I've used that term many times, and forgiving and coming to another layer of acceptance and not taking it all so seriously, not looking back and taking it all so seriously. And that was certainly where I was at in my business in 2020 as well. And it's something I've been moving through a lot over the last couple of years. I'm still moving through it, moving out of this shadow frequency of seriousness and moving into something that's so much more lighter. And I've dabbled in it. I'm going to tell you, I've touched it. I've been in it and I've experienced it. And I will tell you, I know for me particularly that the moment that I bring lightness, the moment that I bring play, the moment that I bring fun, the moment that I choose joy, all of those things, manifestation happens so much more easily for me. And I've been doing a lot of reflection on that, a lot of reflection, because I, like many people in business, I'm so used to the hard work. And the hustle, like that path, I know that path works. I have a lot of evidence that the harder I work, the more that I hustle, the more time I invest, the more mental energy, emotional energy, physical energy I expend, the more successful I am. But I've had to redefine success because that level of success, like that version of success, isn't always satisfying. Yes, it's like a tick against the you know, tangible metrics of money and clients and all of those things, but there's also this deeper level of joy and bliss and vitality and satisfaction, like really deep intrinsic satisfaction that has also been missing, and the play and the fun. And So I've had to redefine success. And in redefining success, I've had to go, well, that path doesn't work anymore. And I look, honestly, no matter how much I've tried going back down that path of just working until my eyeballs bleed, working late nights, working just all the time. And I love to work too. Like, I will always work. I will work at some capacity because I love what I do and I love to work. And that was the narrative that I told myself that allowed me to push through so much. But at that level, I don't love it. It loses its joy and its fun. And so as I'm transitioning in my business, like, and I mean, when I say transitioning, because I've dabbled in this energy, but I mean committed, like transitioning as in this is the path we're going. We are now committed with deep devotion and conviction to the path of play and fun and fulfillment and joy and ease. Not just I'm going to dip my toe in the water and see what it's like. And I've done that a lot over the last couple of years. It brings up a whole lot of things. And it's a path that is unknown. There is a lot of unknown down this path. So many of us are like, you know what, Gemma, I'll just stay with the hard work. Even though I don't want to work harder, I know it works. It works as in works in, you know, air quotes. It works, like it pays the bills, but I'm deeply dissatisfied and I'm stressed and I'm overworked and I'm self-sacrificing and I'm drained, but hey, I'm still getting paid. Hey, I'm still making so much money. Hey, people are still signing up with me and I see this pattern play out all the time and I get it and I don't pass any judgment on it because I know what that's like. But I know for me, I can't go back that way anymore. Two things as well. One, I can't. It actually doesn't work. Number two, I don't have the desire to anymore. What I do have the desire, and I'm letting that lead now, is to go into this path that feels much more joyful. And so there doesn't feel like there's a lot of evidence. However, that's not true because I've been able to reflect. My mentor that I'm working with right now actually sort of asked me, like, reflect on, you know, when have you really been able to go down this path? Like, where in your life? And I think I might have shared this in the last episode. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. So if I'm repeating myself, you know, oh well. But, you know, it's with my husband. It's not that I haven't experienced in my business, but it's with my husband. You know, I really went from in this space for years of like forcing, like, I've got to find my person. Forcing pressure and like, it's going to happen and all the wrong people and all the frogs and all of that sort of stuff. And the moment that I lightened up, literally, like it just happened so quickly, but the moment that I lightened up, everything just fell into place. The moment I stopped taking it so seriously. And also the moment I accepted where I was at. And that was a really big piece of the puzzle. My brothers, I've got three of them, and they used to joke that they really thought that I was going to be that, you know, spinster auntie, that was going to be me. And I actually, when my husband and I got together, I was 30. And I, before he and I had our first date, before we kind of connected and went on our first date, I actually, there was this internal resolution with myself that, you know what, if this is my life without a significant partner, then let's make it a good one. And that's when I got into life. And it was through the path of acceptance. I really believe the path of acceptance was what opened it up to actually me being able to feel more in flow with life instead of resisting it. And for the path of ease and play and fun to open up. And when I reflect on the 46th gene key, which is the one I've referred to a couple of times now, it talks about acceptance. And so I want to share with you, if I'm going to kind of give you, and I don't see these as steps. Honestly, I'd call them codes or keys of some sort. They're energies to tap into. And I would say to you that the first one, if you're like me and you're like, yes, Gemma, this path of play and ease and fun and joy sounds really good, but I'm so used to the hustle. I'm so used to the way things, like I know how to create success in my business this way, this path. Then I would say to you that the first place that you have to land is in radical acceptance of what is, and understanding, like, it's almost like looking at your business and being in deep acceptance. This is where my business is at right now. This is exactly where it's at. I'm making this much money. I'm working with these many clients. My offers look like this. My back end, like, just look around your entire business and just acknowledge and be in acceptance of everything that is. How hard you're working right now, it just is. Because it's like, if I was to take the same philosophies that I used very unconsciously and unintentionally, okay, I didn't, and this is another important part of what I want to talk about, like there was no sense of, I'm going to do this in order to get this. Because that's not acceptance, that's called manipulation. But I would say right now, like if you're in that point in your business where you feel like I'm ready to make change, you cannot change from resistance. You cannot change from rejection. So it's acceptance. And so this is exactly the place that I'm really in with my business right now. And I've had to do some forgiveness of, you know, the past and the decisions that I've made in the past. And be like, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what it looks like. This is how much money I'm making. These are the clients that I'm working with. This is where I'm at. These are my dreams. These are my dreams. These are my desires. This is it. And so if this is it, okay, and this is something that I play with. If this is going to be as good as it gets, then let's have some fun. If this is going to be as good as it gets, like if this is it, if this is what my business is going to look like forever, then let's just have some fun. Let's just have some fun. And I really think this is something that I, when I get into this place, I'm really good at doing. But it has to come from acceptance. It can't come from rejection of what is. And it's something that I just see, and I work with clients that bump up against this and find this really challenging, because they think, a lot of people think acceptance is rolling over and giving up. And it's not at all. But it is letting go. It is about letting go. And that is a really interesting part to play with. And I want to read, oh, there's so much I would love to read to you about this 46th gene key. I really would. Because it's really built on the foundation of trust. So much of this is about trust and feeling this deep sense of safety within your body. This gene key, this is why I do the nervous system work, because it's, safety is not a construct in the mind. It is a state in the nervous system. So we have, that's why I do so much nervous system work with myself and with my clients, because that's where safety is truly created. And so one of the things I just want to read from you, read to you here, because this Gen Key talks a lot about synchronicity. And synchronicity really is just about moving through the world smoothly without interference, where we're in the flow of life, and acceptance sits at the core of that. And so just to help you with this understanding of knowing that acceptance is not about giving up your dreams. In fact, it's about continuing to have them without a doubt. It's about continuing to have them. Let me just read a little excerpt from here. I'm trying to work out where I want to start from. Okay, so let's start from here. I want to talk about synchronicity. As I said, synchronicity is just about when you stop interfering with life, life starts bringing you incredible things that allow you to be in a space of deep delight, where you just move through freely. You move through life freely, and life happens in a free-moving way. So it says here, synchronicity is an energy field available to absolutely anyone, whether they have the 46th gene key in their profile or not. The only prerequisite for tapping into synchronicity is this delight. In other words, you must remain open to surprises, let go of where you want life to take you, and trust in a force beyond your control. Delight invokes grace. This is about enjoying the ride. God, that speaks to me so viscerally. This is what the playful up level is about, right? It's about enjoying the ride. And here's the point. This doesn't mean that you should have no goals in life, or that you have to end up being some kind of aimless drifter. It means you hold your goals so lightly that they can be dropped if necessary at any point. To have your dreams come true in life, you only have to remember this one thing. Stop being so serious. I love that. And that's just going to become my mantra for the next, you know, 80 odd days, is to stop taking things so seriously. So acceptance is the first piece that I want to offer you in, like, you know, my, hey Siri, tell me the 3 steps to make things easier in my business. It's acceptance. So I want to invite you into that space of accepting everything that life brings to you. That doesn't mean you don't have goals and dreams and desires. You do. Absolutely. It's an important part of how we continue to evolve and create, is we let life move us and inspire us. And we desire. We absolutely desire. Okay, but it comes from this place of acceptance. Okay, so the next contemplation for me this week, really around ease, is actually desire. It really is about desire. And one of the things that I think that moving through this energy of acceptance has allowed me to do is to look at what I have potentially perceived as problems in my business. And I think we all have them, okay? We all have problems in our business. We all have things that we want to solve. But a lot of the time we look at our problems as problems. We look at them as negative, as opposed to just data that is being fed back to us. And one of the things that I've been really playing with, and I was doing this in meditation this morning, and I'm excited because I'm about to start running a mastermind with a small group of ladies next week. And we're going to be playing with, or I'm going to be leading them to play with this energy. They don't know about it yet, but I will be, is how we can actually start to lighten up the stranglehold and our judgments and perceptions of the problems we experience in business, and stop seeing them as problems, because that's a lot of, and stop taking it so seriously. When we stop taking it so seriously, we stop seeing them as problems, and we start to see that it's an experience that is literally a doorway to a desire. That's really all problems are in our business. And I was playing with the energy of this morning in meditation, and actually using a problem as a portal. And it's a really playful way to start to view, let's call them unappealing situations in our business, which we all have. We all have that. And I truly believe it's part of growth. And you'll notice a lot of the time that things that you once, you know, once we're incredible in your business, often turn into problems as we grow and change. We start to see that they're undesirable outcomes and experience. Like, I don't want this anymore. It's a problem. I need to solve this now. But really, all that is that undesirable experience, that unappealing experience, it is just a portal. It's like literally a door. Because if you look behind every problem, you'll see what you want. You'll see what you want. And we get to play and dance with that energy. And it's really important to do that, because like the Gene Key, the excerpt that I was reading to you talks about, is it's not about giving up your goals. Like, being in acceptance is not about giving up your goals, because it's not about aimlessly drifting. Like, if you're in my world, we are not aimless drifters. We are ambitious, generally high achieving women. So it's like, make me give up my goals. My God, never. I'm not here. I'm an Aries, like, through and through. I'm not here to give up my goals. I'm not here to give up my achieving ways. Like, that's a part of me that I actually love. I'm just learning a different way of actually creating the things I want to create, actually achieving the things that I want in my life. I'm just learning to dance with that instead of push myself towards that. And so I think it's really important that we start to elevate, in many ways, the things that we start to see in our business that are undesirable, that are unappealing, that are creating points of friction in our business, that we start to lighten up and take them less seriously. And one of the things that I think is so helpful in understanding ease is just saying, like, if you're experiencing any equite hardship in your business right now, really it's a doorway to the desire of ease. That's all it really is. It's just that knock on the door that's showing you, you know what, this doesn't feel easeful. This doesn't feel the way you want it. Like, you want this to be more simple, maybe less complex. You want it to feel like a different experience. And so we get to play with that. And I think playing with our desires are so important, because it's just, desires are just an invitation to creativity. And that, as human beings, that's what we are. I mean, we should be called human creators. We're creative beings. We really are here to do that. And just, it's one of the things that I think is so exciting about what we get to do in business, is that we have so much freedom to be able to play with what we want. It's such a beautiful thing. Like if I want to create an offer in my business, and I'm working on this right now, like there's a desire that sits inside me to create something really, really special. And I know that it's going to come soon. And it's such a beautiful thing. But if I can start to see that there's a problem that needs to be solved by looking at it as a problem, then what happens is we keep seeing it as a problem and it stops us from seeing it as a doorway to a desire and a solution. And Einstein's been very famously quoted, and this isn't necessarily verbatim, but you cannot solve a problem from the same level of consciousness that actually created it. So we have to open up and look under the bonnet of that problem and see the doorway and open that doorway up and see, okay, well, what is this telling me that I want? And when we start to, and to do that without creating problems, without seeing problems, to just let ourselves just really tap into the energy of what I want. And you would think that is so very, very simple. Actually, it is simple. But for a lot of women, this is a really tricky piece. We have really been taught to downplay what we want, to push it to the side, to not speak up for it, to be seen, not heard, to just, you know, we're the ones that are to be desired. We don't get to desire. That's certainly another one for women as well. We're seen as desirable objects, but God, let's pretend we don't have desires, like switch those off. And that creates so much unnecessary hardship within ourselves too. If we just allow ourselves to want what we want without being attached to whether it's going to happen. That's the trick. And that brings me into the third point that I think is really important when I think about ease, is this path of detachment. And it's very much connected in with what is so important with ease, and that is doing what you love. Doing what you love. Choosing to do work that you love. Connecting the activities in your business with you doing what you love. This is one of the more, you know, this really is, let's be candid. I don't want to make it out that it's hard, but sometimes it does feel that way. Because can it really be that simple? That's where my mind has been this week. So just do what you love. Is that, that's the simple advice? And I keep hearing back, yeah, it is. And when I look again at all of the manifestations that have happened so easily and effortlessly for me, this has been at the foundation. Doing what I love. And what's been really interesting is it's this piece. It's not just doing what you love, but it's doing what you love and being detached. That is what's going to create the outcome of your desire. We have to move out of this logical, linear approach to our goals, which is, okay, I have a goal to achieve this in my business. That's a desire. Therefore, I must do X, Y, Z. I'm rehashing this story, but I think it's so important to bring this point home, is that what brought my husband and I together was, you know, if I'd have hired a coach, right, and said, all right, I want to meet my husband. They're like, okay, fantastic. All right, so here are your options. You get onto a dating app, you can reach out to friends, get them to, you know, hook you up with some of their friends, go on some blind dates. You know, the logical things would have been that, because X plus Y equals Z in that space. That's not how it worked out for me. I tried that path. Trust me, God, I think it was RSVP. Was that the dating website in my 20s? Oh my God. Every time I put myself on, I'm like, this feels wrong. Why am I doing this? I think my heart must have known you're not going to meet your person this way. But anyway, I did it. And it felt very clunky. But for me, what happened was, it was just, you know what, I'm going to get into life and I'm going to do things I love. And literally the one choice of I'm going to have some tennis lessons. I love tennis. Like, I'm going to play tennis. That's what I'm going to do. Like, who would have thought that it was that one thing that would actually be the activity that led me to my husband? You would never in a million years have thought, I'm going to have tennis lessons and I'm going to meet my husband through that. But that's exactly what happened. And that reminds me time and time again. And I didn't book a tennis lesson thinking, I'm going to book this tennis lesson and I'm going to meet my husband from it. I mean, it would have been wild to have had that connection in my mind anyway, but how often do we do that in business? How often do you do that? You go, I'm going to launch this thing and it's this thing that's going to give me this result. I'm going to create this post and it's this thing that's going to give me this desire of this result and this outcome. That's attachment. It's expectation. It's really draining. It sucks the life and the joy out of things. That's when we dip straight into a shadow frequency of seriousness. We take it all so very, very seriously. And so I want to say to you that it is about doing what you love in your business. It really is about that. And yes, it actually does get to be that simple. I've got plenty of evidence when I sit back and allow myself to reflect, because this is one of the key principles of what I'm playing with the playful up level, is it's about reflecting on circumstances. And instead of looking at the woundality, it's about looking at the potentiality. So a lot of the time in a lot of the work I've done historically, it's like we go back and we look at memories, we review them, and we go through the portal of the wound and we heal all of that. And that's really powerful work to do. But what if we go back and we look at memories and we tap into the potentiality instead of the woundality? And we extract the wisdom through the potential instead of the wound. And it's not to say that you can't do it through the wound. You can't go back and look at negative beliefs and all of those things. But how we spend so much time looking at the negative limiting beliefs that we actually forget to look at the beliefs that serve and support us. And I did this recently upon reflection of a memory that I have, and it's very much connected to visibility. And so I just want to share this story with you. When I was in my final year of high school, I was part of the Dancer Stedford team. And here in Australia, we had this huge national dance performance called Rocker Stedford. And I was part of that for a couple of years, and it was so much fun. And we did a couple of performances, and it was an incredible experience. And it really was just something I loved to do. Anyway, my final year, we did an extra performance. Like after the Rocker Stedford competition had completed, we were actually asked to perform at another concert. And I'm going to be honest with you, I can't remember the exact details of what it was, and they're fairly irrelevant. But the director of the Rocker Stedford for our school actually said to me, look, Gemma, we need someone to do a speech and just thank all the sponsors after the performance. Would you do that? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to do that. I'd wanted to do a speech at some other point in the performance cycle that we were doing, but didn't get the opportunity to. And so this is absolutely fantastic. And so I spent all this time preparing for it. And there I was, like this performance, we were all animals and I was a zebra. And so there I was as a 17-year-old, I would have been, yeah, 17. So you can imagine like all the body image things that a 17-year-old has going on. And I certainly did. I was in a white unitard because I was a zebra, white unitard, black stripes, wearing this like white headpiece with these big ears and full makeup and had a tail and all this stuff. And at the end of the performance, I pranced out on stage and I delivered my speech. And I was in front of thousands of people. And I honestly felt so confident. I was like, I just felt like I'm here. Like this is what I'm meant to be doing. I'm meant to be speaking on big stages. And I felt so good and so confident and so incredible. And whenever I've reflected on this story, I've immediately gone into the woundality, which is what happened next was after I finished my speech, because I actually talked for a while. Hello, I have a podcast. We're probably already up to 40 odd minutes on this episode. I thought it'd be about 20 minutes, but here we are, 40 minutes later. And as I was walking off stage, the host made a joke and said, Gemma's book will be available in the foyer after the performance. And the entire crowd erupted in laughter. Okay. It's funny, right? It's actually hilarious because I talked for so long. Like I could have totally written a book. But I remember hearing that and I walked off stage and I felt so embarrassed. Okay. And every time I've reflected on that memory, I've gone into the woundality and I've got to heal this and heal this and heal this. And this week I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go into the woundality. I'm going into the potentiality from that memory. And that was the incredible confidence. Like, I mean, unrealistic, delusional confidence. As a 17-year-old in a white unitard to get on stage in front of thousands of people. And I just talked. I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to talk for as long as I want to talk. I'm just going to talk. I've got things to say. Your girl's got stuff to say. So yeah, Derek, my book is going to be available in the foyer. Thank you very much. And that's the difference between tapping into the woundality and versus the potentiality. And you know what? I've completely lost my train of thought as to why I was actually telling that story. So I hope whatever I said before brings that connection in right now. I know I was talking about woundality and potentiality, but I can't remember what that really was connected to in terms of do what you love, detach from the outcome. All right. I'm going to trust that I've got the point home with that anyway. Dear. The joys of having so many thoughts running through my head and wanting to talk about so many different things. But my point anyway around this third step, this third key, this third code for ease is around doing what you love and letting it be that simple. This isn't always going to feel comfortable though. It's not always going to feel comfortable because, again, we've been conditioned for the hustle, the hard work, the work till your eyeballs bleed, that your self-worth is tied in with how many hours a day you work, how many clients you see, how many people you sign up in a program, like more. But just letting things just be as simple as do what you love. But it's got to be from this energy of detachment. And there's some deeper spiritual teachings that go into this that I do teach my clients in business that I really am going to have to offer out into the broader world, I think, soon, because it's really, really important because we spend so much time, again, attaching. Like, it's this action's going to give me this result. It's this, I'm going to do this thing and it's going to lead to this. But it's about being able to hold the desire and going, you know what, I'm going to do what I love and I'm going to, what bridges the gap between doing what you love and receiving an outcome that you desire is trust. It's just trust. And it's not trust that this is going to lead to that, but it's just trust in self, trust in life, that life is going to surprise and delight you with the most incredible experiences and some of the most challenging ones that will be incredible as well, because we've signed up for this life of growth and evolution and that's what it's about. And that's what business really allows us to fully experience as well, to the highest of highs and sometimes the lowest of lows and everything in between, and be able to find so much delight in the surprise of what business and life delivers. But just focusing on, remember, it's about enjoying the ride. It's about enjoying the ride. And that's what that 46 gene key is all about. It's acceptance, right? Acceptance. Like, if this is as good as it's going to get, then let's enjoy the ride. Let's do what we love. Let's play with our desires. Let's get creative. Let's test and see what's possible. And let's just keep doing what we love. And I know you might be like, that's easier said than done. But maybe it needs to be that way. Maybe it needs to be easy. Maybe this is half the problem, is that we're the ones that get in the way of the ease. And I know that I've been playing with that energy of making things harder than what maybe they need to be, feeling the force and the pressure to make things harder. And I have this week have been absolutely bumping up against that and having to sit with the discomfort of it, having to sit with the discomfort of, okay, don't choose the hard path this time. Don't choose the hard path. Don't choose the hard path. What's that easier path going to look like? And it's probably time for me to go because I can hear my puppy dog who's sitting at my feet. She's been very quiet for 48 minutes, but she is now starting to bark. So we're 50 odd minutes into this podcast episode now. So, you know, Siri, what are the three steps? That's my thoughts on it today. She's barking. I don't know if I can edit this out. Anyway, that's a wrap for this week's episode. If you're not on my email list, I invite you to come and join, come and follow me on social media as well. Again, I'm going to be using the podcast over the coming couple of months to just keep you up to date and let you know in real time, you know, what are the things, like, what does my ride look like? What is my journey towards enjoying the ride looking like? And what are we creating and doing and having fun with and playing with? And, you know, my journey into making it all less serious, more simple, and more enjoyable. So thank you for joining me for today's episode, and I will see you again for another episode very soon.